Welcome back to the Feel Light, Mind, and Body podcast, where we talk about the challenges in life that create heaviness in our minds and bodies. I offer you a taste of what is possible and give you practical tips to help you feel lighter in your mind and body. We cover all areas of health in one episode or another. Our health is holistic, so discussing both the internal and external contributing factors to our present and future health is important. Give yourself a high five for taking this time for yourself to listen to episode 76, Balancing Acts, Choosing What Matters Most, Part 1. I'm your host, Clarenda, a certified weight and life coach, passionate about guiding you to find your healthy balance so you can be free of the yo-yo dieting mind game. Today, we're talking about a simple yet powerful concept. When you say yes to something, what are you saying no to? Another way of hearing that is, when we say no to something, what are we saying yes to? Understanding this can revolutionize how you manage your life, especially when juggling responsibilities at work, home, and in your relationships. If you want to feel lighter in your mind and body, this is a great place to start practicing being intentional in your yeses and nos. This is a shorter episode to get you thinking while my mind is being rewired in Chicago at a five-day training with Dr. Trivedi. So we're skipping the official intro and diving right in. Let's start with a scenario many of you might find familiar. Imagine you're at work and it's late in the afternoon. You plan to leave on time to attend a yoga class, which you know helps you feel less stressed and more grounded. But just as you're about to pack up, an email pops up with an urgent request that requires staying late. Here's where you have a choice. Saying yes to the work request means saying no to your yoga class and consequently to your mental and physical health. This scenario isn't just about work versus personal time. It's about understanding and aligning with your core values. Is your health and well-being a priority? Or is the immediate satisfaction of completing a work task more critical? There's no right or wrong answer here. Each choice has a direct impact on your life's balance and sense of satisfaction versus resentment. How often do you find yourself extending your work hours to meet expectations? By doing so, are you regularly missing dinner with your family? Do you consider sitting down together as precious time for reconnecting and unwinding? Then by saying yes to more work, you're saying no to cherished family moments and personal relaxation. Maybe you're single or empty nesters with opposite schedules. If so, working late might not be a big deal if you have time to unwind later. What about socially? Do you find yourself saying yes to social gatherings or volunteering out of obligation, which often leaves you drained and with no time for self-care? Learning to say no to social obligations that don't enrich your life or align with your core values allows you to say yes to your need for rest and self-rejuvenation. If it doesn't feel like an obligation or is draining, then the event or purpose probably connects back to one of your top values. This episode's focus isn't on values, but let me quickly add that just because something drains you, it doesn't automatically mean that you don't value that activity or enjoy it. It means it's lower in your priorities at that time period. I love to socialize. Connection is a high value for me. But if my sleep hasn't been optimal, I'm going to pass on any late night fun. Otherwise, I'll feel drained and resentful the next morning. You may love to volunteer, but if you're overextending yourself and have nothing left for your family, it's time to revisit your values to guide you in saying yes or no and considering the flip side of that yes or no. Let's talk about a few examples that impact your health. Every time we skip our morning walk or workout to check emails, we're prioritizing immediate tasks over long-term health, mental clarity, and increased energy for the day. That's been my biggest challenge in the past few years, which is different from what it was 5 years ago. Maybe you're not checking emails, but you're scrolling or saying yes to the snooze button. I helped a client yesterday who was mad at herself for not eating her packed lunch, not once, but 3 times last week, and she ended up throwing them out each time. She was thinking that saying yes to a more enticing meal offer was simply saying no to her lunch. But it's so much more than that. What else do you think she was saying no to? And what message was she sending to herself? Well, let's unpack it. When she was saying yes to the Chinese food, pita pit wrap, and office pizza, she was saying no to her healthier food, which, as a side note, and maybe for another podcast, the food wasn't that appealing to her that she had packed. We'll be working on how to choose food that she enjoys, yet she'll still lose weight, because it's important to like your food and why you're choosing it. She was saying no to the valuable time and energy she put into making her lunch, and let's be real, even remembering to bring it the morning of. She was saying no to her goal of eating cleaner and eliminating the added sodium because of a recent increase in blood pressure. She was saying yes to the urge or craving that she felt immediately upon smelling the outside food. She was saying no to the progress she had made last week after learning how to allow and process an urge without giving in or having to resist it. By the way, that's a very empowering skill set for long-term success in all areas of our lives, and it's covered in Module 5 of the Feel Light Mind and Body course. She was saying yes to the rush of dopamine that comes from processed, concentrated foods that are higher in sugar and flour. When she was saying yes to this feel-good neurotransmitter, she was saying no to a sustained energy state throughout the day, as what goes up must come down. And yes, she said she hit that 3 p.m. wall and was urged to eat anything in sight as her body was trying to get that high feeling and burst of energy again. She was saying yes to immediate gratification of the Chinese food and pita pit, which, by the way, has some great food, but it wasn't what she had planned for. So we're zooming out to look at the bigger picture for what this means for her long-term weight loss success. She was saying no to becoming more familiar with the power of delayed gratification, as well as keeping her word to herself. She said the pizza wasn't that great, so she mainly said yes to people please and wanting to feel connected with the group. What was she saying no to? To be able to feel pleased that she was honoring her plan and her goal. If this pattern continues, she may never be pleased with the way her clothes look or feel on. She may never be pleased with the number on the scale or how she feels in intimacy. She was saying no to feeling connected with herself, her desires, her confidence, and goals. To navigate these choices, it's crucial to get clear about what you value most. This clarity can guide your decisions, making it easier to know when to say yes and when to say no. It's about understanding that you can't do everything and certainly can't please everyone. It's also important to give yourself some grace mixed with an empowering portion of accountability. These examples, here and there, don't have to be a big deal, but if we're honest, we know deep down that they matter more than what we say they do when we're trying to make ourselves feel better. I encourage my clients to be honest with themselves. Part of this journey is building a trusting, loving relationship with ourselves. If we think we're going to beat ourselves up, why would we tell ourselves the truth? But if we can start trusting that it's safe to look at the facts and learn how to do so objectively, then we can make an empowered decision of what we want to say yes to more often, as well as like the long-term result of what that means we're saying no to. I hope this gives you a lot to think about. If you know that you want and need to feel lighter in your mind and body, and you want me to coach you through it, then I'd love to support and guide you. You will reach your goal easier and faster in the healthiest way possible when you join me for the next 3 months. You won't waste time just spinning out. There's a 14-day money-back guarantee that you can read about when you click on the link in the description. That's there to calm your brain, as it will start to freak out if it thinks you're going to change anything. That's just what the amygdala does. It will also provide you with a lot of BS excuses and remind you of all of your past attempts. Even more reason why it's time to say yes to this unique and sustainable Feel Light Mind and Body strategy that will become your optimal lifestyle. Are you ready to make this happen for you? If money is tight, then saying yes may mean saying no to spending money on drive-thrus, lattes, Amazon shopping, and whatever else you spend money on. But which will give you the results that you really want? Is being healthy and independent as you age high on your values list? Weigh that out compared to where your time, money, and energy will go from now until summer. And hey, you could get out ahead of the game by making a decision before next week's episode, which is on the pain of staying in indecision. You'll be like, yes, I'm avoiding that. I can't wait to hear from you. I'll also drop the free 20-minute consult link in the description in case you have questions, doubts, or would like help in coming to your decision. I want what's best for you. I want you to like your reason either way and to make that decision from a place of empowerment, not disempowerment. This is a pressure-free and judgment-free zone. Until next week, have fun with your intentional no's and yeses.
Now, do yourself the biggest favor. From love, take at least one action step from what you learned today. Knowledge without application won't give you the results that you desire. Let me know on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever, what you are choosing to do and when. And yes, please leave a podcast review wherever you are listening to this. When people read your words and can see themselves in them, then you are contributing to women empowering other women. And that feels amazing. You just might change or save a life today.